Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 64, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 1st, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Svakoshayamasa Pitsenathin Yavata Grammai Manaramai Kamai Prasidita Jathava. So, after seeing the old man, he was meditating always 24 hours about the subject lusty desires. Kamastasya hitajnana. When one becomes lusty, then one becomes lost of all intelligence. The whole world is going on the basis of this lusty desire. This is material world. And because I am lusty, you are lusty, every one of us, so as soon as my desires are not fulfilled, your desires are not fulfilled, then I become your enemy, you become my enemy. I cannot see you are making very good progress, you cannot see me making very good progress. This is material. Anya, lusty desires, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarji. This is the basis of this material world. So he became, the training was that he was training to become a brahmana, sama, gama. But the progress became checked on account of being attached to a woman. Therefore, according to basic civilization, the woman is accepted as hindrance to spiritual advancement. The whole basic civilization is how to avoid the woman. You do not think that only woman is woman, the man is also woman. Don't think that the woman is condemned, the man is not. Woman means enjoyed, and man means enjoyed. So this feeling, this feeling is condemned. If I see one woman for enjoyment, so I am man. And if woman also sees another man for enjoyment, she is also man. When woman means enjoyer, and man means enjoyer. So anyone who has got feeling of enjoyment, he is considered to be man. So here both sexes meant for. Everyone is planning how I shall enjoy. Therefore he is Purusha. Artificial. Otherwise, originally we are all Prakriti, Jiva. Either woman or man. This is outward dress. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para jiva bhuto mahabhav jayidam dharyate jagat. Prakriti, we are prakriti, material nature, spiritual nature, para prakriti. The material nature is apara prakriti, and we, living entities, we are trying to enjoy this prakriti. Therefore, sometimes the living entity, either man or woman, he is described as Purusha. Purusha means the one who keeps the feeling of becoming enjoyer. That is Purusha. So, this material world is Prakriti and Purusha. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the instruction of Rishabdev, Pungshan Sriyam Mithuni Bhavam Etat. The whole basic principle of material civilization is the attachment between man and woman. Pungshan Sriyam Mithuni Bhavam. Mithuni Bhavam is sex. And Kayor Mitha Ri Gayaganti Ma. An account of this sex relationship, the man or woman is bound up. Hridaya granthi. Granthi means knot, and hridaya means heart. So the man is thinking of the woman, and the woman is thinking of man. Hridaya granthi maam. Then we require material possession. Atat brihat chetra sutapu dittai janasya mohoyam ahamameti. This is our material conditional life. So this man, although he was being trained as a Brahman, his attention was diverted all of a sudden by seeing one Sudra and Sudrani embracing, kissing, talking. So that became his meditation. Instead of meditating on Vishnu, he began to meditate on that Sudrani. Sameva Tosayamas. In the first part, Tannimitta Smarabhyaja Grahagrastha Vichetra. Became mad, Vichetra, bewildered, as he haunted by ghost. Tameva Manasadhyayam. Always meditate. How shall I get that over? How shall I please that over? So that she may satisfy my lusty desire. Therefore, Tameva Tosayama. His only business was how to please her. Now, he required money, so he was not earning money, but pitrena, whatever money he inherited from the father's earning, the son generally inherits father's property, and he was the only son, so he was squandering the father's money in that way, just to please that Sudrani. Tameva Tosayamasa Pitrena Arthena Javata, as much as possible. If he could get more money, then he would have spent them only for the woman. Grammai. Grammai Manoramai. This word gramma is very significant. Gramma means external, material. Grammai Manoramai. By the sense gratification, whatever we find very pleasing, that is called Gramma Manoram. Actually that is not pleasing, that is entangling. But he became entangled. So Grammai Manoramai Kamai, the basic principle is lust. Kamai Prasideta. They wanted to satisfy the woman here and there as soon as me. We can see these examples very often. Then next step was Vipram Sabhajyam Prouram Kule Mahati Lambitam Visasajya Achirat Papa Soilinya Apanga Vidhati. There are three kinds of women. Kamini, Sailini, and Pungshchala. Pungshchala. Sailini means free. freedom. Nobody is controlled. That is Kamini. And Kamini means to attract, very much attract. And another Pumishchala, living with woman, man for some time, giving up, again another, another, another. That is exemplified by the lightning. You have seen the lightning immediately, within a second, from this cloud to that cloud, that cloud to that. So, they are called Soirini. So, three divisions. Similarly, there are divisions of man also. So, in this way, the material world is very, very entangled. And if we become Krishna conscious, then we become free from this entanglement. All these criticisms or the divisions are there for Grammoi. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised Gramma Katha na kahi. Bhalona kahi vena bhalona kori. This is Vairag. Don't indulge in Gramma Katha. Therefore, we always advise don't read newspaper, don't read any other book, because it is full of Gramma Katha. Grammoi. So, to avoid it as far as possible, there is no need. What is the news of a Gramma Katha newspaper? The same thing repeated. Here there is flood, where there is train disaster, where there is accident and political, one politician is doing speech, another politician is doing speech. These are the Gramma thing. So we should save ourselves. Grammai manorama. This externally very attractive news, we should avoid it completely. We shall simply talk of Krishna. That is the safest way. We shall simply talk Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha means what Krishna has said, that is Krishna Katha. Or what is spoken about Krishna. So, Bhagavad Gita means Krishna Katha, what Krishna has said. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, because everything said about Krishna. So we should not indulge in Gramma Katha. That will mislead us. And if we do not indulge in Gramma Katha, but if we make advancement on Krishna Katha, then we are always situated on transcendental position. We are no more affected by the modes of material needs. Sagunana samatritta etana brahma bhuyaya kalpa. So we should stick to this principle. Then we shall be safe. Otherwise, either I become man or woman, we are all condemned. Because we are implicated in Gramma Katha. Gramma Katha is a Yama. The temple is specially meant for Krishna Katha. Here there is no other business than Krishna. Therefore, a temple is always transcendental, nirgum. Nirgum. If you live in the forest, that is satogum. If you live in the city, that is rajogum. And if you live in the brothel, or liquor house, or gambling house, that is tamogum. But if you live in the temple, that is nirgum. Taigunna visayavedan is taigunna bhavad. This is advice of Krishna. The whole world is complicated with the three modes of material nature. And you have to become above this material nature. Nishtaigunya bhavarthah.